What's the deal? What's the deal? It's been a minute, but we back.
We back, baby.
We back. It's them boys.
Back for the first time like we never left.
Like we never left. From the Bumpy Gums podcast, it's your boy Gabe. We got Jay Diamond over here. And to bring up the rear, we got your boy brother Tony.
You already know, holding it down.
So Caboose, I know it's but been never a minute. Loose. Know y'all missed us. We back. So normally, we're a little bit more put together, but we just going to freestyle it today.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of stuff going on.
So. When you bump your gums, you're basically freestyling anyway.
That's,
so
that's how we do it.
We just staying true to the essence of the podcast.
So we're going to jump off, you know, normally since we talk about sports, we're going to talk about NBA a little bit. This is why we need an in-camera.
Exactly.
In-studio camera, because Jay Diamond couldn't speak before he put gum in his mouth, and we a radio
podcast. He doesn't want the radio listeners to smell his breath.
All right, I can't have my breath stink, you know
what I'm saying? For the listeners.
Oh, I guess that's in that HD radio package.
Yeah. Smell-o-vision. Smell-o-vision.
All right, so we're going to jump in with the basketball real quick. Now, basketball as a whole is cool, but let's start off with that game one, day one, or it's game two, whatever. Kawhi and the Clippers went to L.A. Well, they didn't go to L.A. They share a building.
But yeah.
Went to L.A. to challenge the King
LeBron,
James. A.D., a squad that would look like you're cheating if you picked this team on a video game.
Yeah.
And Kawhi went in and smashed on them boys.
Without Paul George.
I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I picked the Clippers to be the best team in the West.
It's different to pick them to be the best, and that happened.
Yeah. I think in the playoffs it's gonna be a good series, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Lakers beat them. The reason why I say that is the Clippers were really showed in that game more than anything, really, was that they're a deeper team.
Yeah.
They bench is just so holding. Like when you got Lou Williams coming out the bench, Montrez, Shamet coming out the bench now, it's like that team is just too stacked. It's super stacked.
You know what's going to be funny is that even though I do think the Clippers got the better team, and I do think that now the Clippers are going to be the new L.A. team, they still won't give it to the Clippers because of the success of the Lakers.
They're not going to have a choice. I think that would be the case if it was still a team like it just was with the Blake Griffin.
What's not going to be a choice?
No. Like, they wasn't going to give L.A. to the Clippers with Blake Griffin, CP3.
Oh, no.
They weren't going to give it to them. They had Lob City. They were coming for it, but they ain't snatched it.
They still not going to give it to them.
They still not going to give it to them.
Because of the success.
Because the Clippers don't have Magic Johnson in their history, Kobe Bryant.
If you look at they're going to championship.
Yeah.
They don't have nothing.
And they're still LeBron James. Like, regardless if they win or lose, Kawhi never going to be the celebrity superstar that LeBron James is.
He'll never be the celebrity, but in this day and age we go on, that's a former thought process. Old school people think, oh, it's always going to be this. New sports fans don't care about none of that. It's the here and now. If Kawhi and the Clippers go in there and smash L.A. and get the chip,
it's still going to be a Lakers time. I think they're going to get their moment in the spotlight, but I don't think they're going to. It's going to be insurmountable, really, at this point, for them to overtake the Lakers as a Clippers town.
If you talk about the newer generation and how we now look at things, Clippers could be that new franchise.
That's what I'm saying. The new people are going to look at it, and all they're going to see is what's going on now.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I think even if you knew, you know who the Lakers is an international brand.
Look at these people who, I know this is not basketball, but look at when they do the rookies and the questions, and they ask them, like, who's Destiny's Child? and they don't know. They don't know who Destiny Child. They know
that
Beyonce,
is true,
but they don't know who Destiny's Child is.
That is true.
They don't know. They might know who Magic Johnson is. True, but they not looking at the history and the runs that LA and stuff made. They ain't caring about all that.
Yeah. And what's weak about it is, a lot of people is getting excited because, you know, the Rockets been winning. The Rockets been looking kind of good.
Not kind of,
but they been looking kind of good. Because even when we beat the it was the Pelicans.
You talking about because we won by a couple of points?
We won by 1 point. We gave up 158 points. It was 159 to 158.
That's the struggle that Houston have, because we get out in the front so fast. And then we just kind of Cadillac. That's always our downfall, too.
Bro.
Because
you give up 158 points. That's not Cadillac, and that's just being trash defensively. No. Defense wins championships.
No, we ain't never been the greatest defensive team. We like the.
When we won championships, we was.
But that was in the 90s.
But all I'm speaking to is winning championships. We're going to be a good team. I mean, it's inevitable. We got really the last two running MVPs is on our team. So, bro, outside of Giannis, who is the true MVP
But Stephen A., all y'all for disrespecting the Rockets, for not even putting us in a playoff berth. Don't ever do that, ever.
But is it far-fetched to say that?
Nope, it ain't.
And I don't see it as a disrespect right now in the fact of saying
rank number three.
It's so many. The West is stacked.
Exactly.
Somebody ain't gonna make it.
Somebody not gonna make it.
And it's not gonna be a making it, not making it because you trash. You're not gonna make it because it's only 8 spots and 10 good teams.
And I can see this year where it's gonna go back to how it used to be. Like in the years past, well, you needed 50 wins to get in the playoffs in the West.
I agree.
I can see us ending up with 49 wins and not getting in. It's possible. If we just won a game by 1 point, we gave up 158 points, it is very possible.
And like we said, Paul George wasn't playing. Zion wasn't in that game.
Yep. And Zion gonna make a big difference when he come back. And my biggest surprise.
Bro, I don't know about all that, man.
What? Come on, bro.
Hold on.
I'm not the biggest Zion fan.
Nah, hold on. Let me say this.
I'm just talking to the superstar.
Nah, check this out. Thinking about it after I said it, I think Zion is gonna slow him down. And not slow him down. His pace of play is fast, but in the scoring sense of it, he not just be running and pull up, running, pull up, running, pull up. He's not going to do that. So in that sense, pace of play, he moving. But as far as that, they ain't scoring 158 points with Zion on the floor.
I disagree with that a whole bunch. Because whoever is holding down Zion's spot right now, he's going to score more points than them.
Why are we even talking about the Pelicans? They not even going to be.
No, you're talking about Zion.
Don't discount the Pelicans. The Pelicans will have a chance. I mean,
they not going to be that.
But if you think about last year, how did the Rockets start? The Rockets didn't start off on fire last year.
But the team is better.
We got the same squad.
I understand that, but I'm saying we can't judge it off what their records is right now.
Well, I'm not just saying that, Lonzo got benched the other day. Lonzo got benched.
Hold on. No. That's the coach. They hurling Lonzo.
We won a playoff game with James Harden on the bench.
I'm not the biggest Lonzo fan, but the coach hurling Lonzo because Lonzo needs some more minutes.
You like Lonzo?
Oh yeah, I'm a big Lonzo fan.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not his fan, but I don't dislike him.
I'm a Lonzo fan.
And the coach is handcuffing him.
I agree with that. I think the coach is handcuffing him. I think
he all right.
No, he not all right.
He all right.
Well, okay, I get it. At this point, he is
a
all right.
Game changer.
No, I don't agree with that. I think he is a game because defensively alone, he's a game changer.
Do we think that Lonzo has been in the right situation to really show off?
I think so. Because even when he was playing with the Lakers, he was in his zone to be able to dish the ball. He is an assister. And he played defense.
But see, I don't.
He's been in them situations like.
I don't agree. I think the first year before LeBron got there, he was. I'm not. But I don't think it's been maximized. I don't think the role has been maximized because when you play with LeBron, you're not going to get a lot of opportunities to dish out assists.
But he's been benched on the team on this team.
And I agree. And I think he would look better. I think he would look better with Zion because although he's not at the level of Chris Paul, when you have more weapons, it's more people to distribute to.
Lonzo is he's a true point guard. Yeah. He's not a James Harden.
He's not going to go out there and get you 30 every night.
So we basically would have to see Zion come in the picture to really test to see that, okay, Lonzo is with
him. Yeah, and I think even now, like, he still give you 7 assists, 6 boards, but the what's hindering him is he might only give you 5 points.
Right.
So in this generation of the NBA, you want more scoring from a point guard, which is the same. You can say the same thing about big man. Big man roles is changing too. Yeah, what used to be a good big man is not really a good big man anymore.
Because if all you could do is post, like, now Shaq wouldn't work now. He would work in the I'm saying he would work in the fact of. He's so bigger than you.
Let's use somebody else besides Shaq. I get what you're saying, and I do agree in theory, but Shaq work.
This is the thing.
Shaq would still get his points, but he would be getting the brakes beat off of him by his opponent because Shaq not coming out the paint. A big man is going to pull Shaq out the paint and ask you to defend me at the perimeter. Like a Ben Simmons or Anthony Davis, because he is center.
Yeah.
Shaq going to bang on you if you in the paint, and you ain't going to have no choice but to let him do that.
That's 2 points every time.
Yeah, that's 2 every time. But
and even still, you're not going to hit that 3 every time. I'm going to dunk on you every time. If I'm Shaq, I'm dunking on you every time. You're going to hit some threes. You're not going to hit 100% threes. I'm going to 100% dunk on you every time. If Shaq get one of these little centers in that paint, it's a wrap.
Yeah.
It's 2 points every time. It's no stop. That's why I said, I get what you're saying in theory. Let's just not use Shaq. Let's use somebody else, like Sabonis or somebody. Who was a good center, but not Shaq. We can't use Shaq. Because Shaq, it's 2 points for sure. Every time we go down the court, we're getting 2 points at the minimum. If my guard cross, you locking him up, it's fine.
Hold on, but you got to think.
Give it to Shaq. He's dunking on
you. Hold on, but check this out. I'm saying also, I think now it'll be more hack-a-shacking than it was back in the day. Because one, since centers were centers, they going to try to box you out. They going to try to do that and all the kind of stuff like this. The way the game is now, you getting fouled.
Oh, yeah.
And that's fine.
And so do you think he going to go like AD just did and hit like 26 free throws?
I don't think he might hit 26.
But he's not a free throw shooter.
He might not hit 26, but...
But in the Hack-a-Shaq, he's going to have to be.
But the level of mismatch, because they was doing Hack-a-Shaq because of the mismatches to kind of mitigate it.
The level of
mismatch that it would be now, your whole team would fall out trying to Hack-a-Shaq Shaq. Because that would be your only course of recourse. That would be the only thing you can do. Because if you don't foul me... I'm gonna do
2 points. Yeah.
So you have to foul me in order, and that's gonna be your only defense. Your only defense is gonna be to foul me. So if you gotta, if that's what you're trying to say, you're gonna hack a Shaq.
He'll be the James Harden in the paint. He'll be the James Harden in the paint.
Because you're gonna have to foul me 50 times. Even if I only make 50% of it, that's 50 points. I still got 50.
Like everybody when James Harden shoot now, everybody automatically they just put their arms up. Like they don't even move. You would have to do the same thing with Shaq.
Yeah, because they know he looking for the foul.
He trying to get the foul. I don't know. That's why I said we gotta use somebody else besides Shaq.
Well, it's nobody
we can
else
use the poster players
who like dominated the paint like that for you to make the example relevant. You like the Kimbe or who else?
It had to be somebody who is, I don't know who you could use.
That's what I'm saying. You can't
use Shaq.
You talking about like right now?
Somebody who wouldn't be as dominant now in this era.
That's what I'm saying. It wouldn't be as I get what you're saying to put it in perspective. Knowing him as a Browns fan, he probably had a Kato jersey.
Yeah, he probably did. It's not out of the side of the realm of possibility for you.
Now, I get what you're saying, because Shaq's size was 90% of his game.
Yeah, regardless. Even though Shaq was more skilled than people give him credit for.
Shaq has skill.
No, use Yao Ming.
Nah.
Why?
Well, I guess you could use Yao Ming, because Yao Ming wasn't as much of a interior bruiser.
Right.
But still, he's 7'6".
Hold on, but this is my thing.
He wasn't getting points every single time.
Hold on, check this out.
That's true.
He would come out there to...
Let me ask a question. Yao Ming, why wasn't he as great as Shaq? You might not be as girth, but who can stop you if you raise your arm up and you 9 feet tall? You can't even jump that high.
It goes back to that mentality. Somebody didn't instill the right mentality.
If you just lob it to my hand, there is nothing you can do to stop me
because people was getting up there and blocking it.
Hold on, but that's
smaller what I'm people too.
Hold on, but if Yao Ming literally just catch it from a full extent, you can't jump.
There's nothing you can do.
You can't jump.
What the problem was, Yao Ming was getting his stuff snatched because he was going up weak.
If
Taco Fall, if somebody would have got Taco Fall when he was younger and like, bro, you just need to get big and play big, because they don't always play big. Shaq played big. Shaq played
the difference. Shaq is not as tall as them.
Exactly.
He played big though.
They had the height, because he's still 7 foot.
Yeah, he's 7'3". Shaq was 7'3".
You know.
You talking about because of that? Yeah. But Taco Fall black, so it don't matter.
But they ain't had that girth.
But Taco Fall, they could have, if somebody could have developed his body better.
Now, you know what? Since Shaq existed, and you know that there was a Shaq, if I see you and I knew that there was a Shaq that existed, and I was a coach, I'd be like, say,
for real,
Shaq didn't have your skill and all that. So if you have this skill and not get as big as him, but just get some weight on you,
bulk up
to where they scared to
kick. They tried to do that with Big Baby. They tried to make him like a smaller.
His mindset was
had the street mentality.
He was immature.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't developed. Yeah, you're right.
So, because
He was a professional basketball player.
He acted like a what?
Yeah, they called him a baby.
Y'all have to realize this.
This is a conversation that started somewhere else that they tried to be petty.
His body, he was a professional basketball player.
Exactly.
But his mentality
was
very, very immature.
Yeah, yeah. You're right.
Like baby level.
But he still was a professional. They didn't consider him an amateur basketball player.
This is true. So, this is one of them that...
Getting back on course.
Okay, so we see Zion.
I ain't taking no L's.
I want to ask y'all a question. Are the Warriors done?
They done. They tanking now, baby.
Are we saying are they done forever?
No. See, of course we.
This season, I think
it's
so.
Weak now because Curry broke his hand.
It was weak when with Thompson out. That's how I looked at it.
So now, hold on. Thompson, was he supposed to come back this season?
It
was a possibility.
What they were saying was they wanted to keep expectations down. So like Steve Kerr was saying, he not going to come back. But if you look at the timetable of the injury, it was a possibility that he could be back by the All-Star game.
That's what I'm saying. So this is my question. I believe that if Steph and Draymond and
D'Angelo Russell
could have kept the ship afloat, that would have been incentive for Klay to come back.
Exactly.
Oh, I agree.
Now that Steph out, do you even think about coming back now?
Well, I think it depends on how long Steph going to be out. Because
the All-Star, I think.
Did they say specifically already?
Yeah, that's what the talk is.
Because I know it depends on where you break a hand, how long it takes.
But this is the thing. again, we just talked about that it's some good teams in the West who not going to make it just for the strength of its other good teams. The Warriors, as constructed, are not a good team right now. So that's if true. Steph and Klay out to All-Star, I don't care if they hit every shot they shoot.
Right.
Are they going to be able to rebound the season All-Star?
They got a young team. So I think it would be best for them just to low-key tank and then try to get them another star. Yeah,
just right now they not.
Just keep. It would be smart.
I think the GM
I'm not saying that it wouldn't be smart. I just think the organization pride level, they wouldn't do that.
Just Curry. Like, just y'all chill. Let D'Angelo Russell get, like, build the chemistry with the young players and then let Steve Kerr coach.
What I personally think is going to happen, I think they're going to be so trash without Curry now being hurt that they're going to end up with a high pick and then some kind of way.
They're going to be back in it.
No, I think some kind of way they're going to trade Russell and a high pick to get Giannis.
Ooh,
I think some kind of way they're going to get Giannis.
He only got one more year after this.
Giannis ain't been there long enough to sign a Supermax.
Nah, I think he would have to do it next year because he got one more year on his contract.
Hold on, but you think.
But he said.
Hold on. No. I'm not even talking about what he said because you already know he has that Mamba mentality. My question is, the Bucks are serious, legitimate contenders.
Mm-hmm.
As an organization, if the Warriors said, hey, I got a number one high draft pick and D'Angelo for the MVP.
What I'm saying is if they don't win this year, then it's a chance that Giannis could say he might not, if it's an uncertainty of him re-signing, if Giannis be like, I'm not gonna sign an extension, I want to test free agency, then you might be incentivized. But he already hinted at that though.
But that goes to the point of saying Giannis is on that, you know, I'm good. I want to beat you. I don't want to play with you. So with that being said,
everybody think that till you be losing.
Because he said as long as things keep going right,
that's not the truth. I'm staying.
That's not the truth. Damian Lillard is a prime example. They losing.
Yeah.
But they close, though.
But yet he's still sticking to that. I don't want to play with you. So I feel it. So some people, it's not about the fact of if they losing or
but
not.
But Giannis ain't trying to like go team up like to do like a super team.
But that's what he'd be doing if he go to the Warriors.
No, I don't think he would ask to go to the Warriors. What I think would happen is if he would say, I don't want to be here anymore.
No, but that's what I'm saying. But if in free agency, if this is the mindset you have, whether you ask for it or you choose it, it's the same thing.
No, but I'm not saying he'll be a free agent. I'm saying
come to Houston.
I'm saying they're gonna trade him. Well, what's the difference if he come to Houston and play with James Harden?
I'm saying his mind says that I'm not gonna do it. Me as a fan, I'd rather come to Houston.
Yeah, I'd rather come to Houston too.
I think
that Golden State would do it because they would want to pair him with Curry and Klay.
No, granted, yeah.
I think they would have the assets to do it. So I think that's why they would be in a race to do it.
Let's say
they go to the position period.
Don't Giannis's brother play in Dallas?
No, he played with the Lakers, don't he?
I don't know. He moved so many times.
It is the Lakers.
He moved so many times.
I don't think he'd go to the Lakers though. The Lakers couldn't afford him. They wouldn't be able to afford him.
The Lakers couldn't get him. I mean, they could.
How could they afford it? By trade.
They would have to trade a lot of people.
Everybody, and then you don't have no team.
But if you got LeBron, AD, and Giannis, you don't care about the rest of the team.
That's straight super.
So you can put me out there. All I'm gonna do is pass on the ball. Just don't get ripped. That's all I gotta think. Don't get ripped. There you go, AD. Don't get real.
Be like, man, there brother go, Tony Giannis out there killing it, man.
Boy, got all of assists, boy. I'm out there killing the game.
You averaging 50 assists a game.
Tony Stockton.
I think they're a good enough organization to where they can figure it out. It could not happen. But another trade I would like to see this year. I would like to see Chris Paul go to Miami. Some kind of way I would like Chris Paul to go to Miami.
You think Jimmy Buckets and him?
I think they'll play good together. And then they got that rookie Tyler Hero. They look good.
You don't think they'll get in a fight? Because both of them are fighters. You don't think
I think they're more. I think they have a level of competitiveness enough to where they can coexist like, on a court at least.
Cause like James Harden got that superstar mentality, but he ain't about to fight nobody.
Yeah,
he ain't about to swing. Jimmy Buckets will punch you in the face.
But I think Westbrook will throw them things too, though.
No. I'm saying, but Chris Paul wasn't on the team with. Well, yeah, he was. No.
But it just depends on how you think about it. Because I know I done been in fights where it wasn't mutually that we was about to fight. But if I swing, you better swing.
So it
only takes one of y'all to be ready to fight for a fight to pop up.
But this is what I'm saying. It's like, you know, you had those people.
Westbrook going to swing. Westbrook going to swing.
But Westbrook is that person. But that's the thing. Like,
so Harden better put his dukes up. I don't know if y'all
used to listen to Bomani Jones.
He used to
talk about the stay ready all stars.
Yeah.
It's people who will fight, but then it's people who you know, like the Oakleys and stuff of the world, who.
Metal World Peace.
They about that life.
Yeah. And
you're not even going to run up on them because you already know.
Yeah.
We ain't about to go shoulder to shoulder. Ain't none of that. Westbrook appears to be one of those. We ain't going shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
Once you put it out, it's going down.
It's going down.
Jimmy Buckets. He one of those people. Like, we just had a fight. What was that? 2 days ago?
I don't think Chris Paul will fight. I think Chris Paul will argue with you real bad, but I don't think Chris Paul will still.
Or unless
off.
You just disrespect him that like that.
Yeah, he one of those.
Because he did try to get with Rondo.
You saying he a barker?
I think he's more of a barker than a biter. Yeah. I put Jimmy Butler in the bite class. Westbrook is a biter. I think Chris Paul is more bark. He going to bark at you. And his barking might be mean. It might be real convincing.
So you got to make some decisions real quick.
Yeah,
like,
you got to see how
I don't know who he is, but do I want to be the one to find out?
You try to check that boy energy. What y'all think about
Carl Anthony and Embiid?
I don't think Carl Anthony want them problems, man.
I don't think he want them problems. It seemed like Embiid was trying to, the one initiating the whole fight stuff, period, anyway.
Embiid is one of those people you want you to know. Yeah. Hey, I talked this stuff on Twitter and all that, but
Even in the fight, Towns was really just trying to get him off of and just like protecting himself.
Embiid is that dude who play hockey and skate without a stick.
looking for somebody.
Skate without a stick out there.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. After the fight, he like hyping the crowd up.
Yeah. He like that.
Okay. It's cool. I'm about to get this fine, but hey, then go to the bench like, hey, did you see your boy?
Yeah, you see me out there? I'm about to put them Phil Boy beans on him.
No. And then did y'all see it? I was looking at something on Twitter, he added Jimmy Butler.
Oh yeah,
somebody,
he did.
Like,
check
me out.
Yeah, you know he a supreme Twitter troll. You already know. I think the season has been pretty interesting so far. Just to see how the teams, like the Suns is the surprise team. Like they've been playing rape, and especially with Aiden getting suspended, which is crazy. That, you know, that it is weak because that's going to stain his career forever now that he got suspended. But, I mean, for them to play at the level that they playing at, even without him, to me, that's a big
Rubio
surprise.
On the team too.
Yeah, Rubio was one of the
Rubio is pickups. That. He played for them?
Yeah.
Rubio was
the player that they needed because they've been trying to get a point guard because they have the scoring. They don't really need a point guard that can score. They need a point guard that can set up everybody else. Because you got Devin Booker, you got Bridges, the rookie that can shoot. Yeah. And then ideally they would have had Aiden, but Aaron Baines playing good for them.
So, and this is another reason why somebody who really good ain't going to make it.
Yeah, I agree. Somebody who really good ain't going to make it.
The Suns in the
they not they even, in the West.
They're in the
West. The Suns in the West.
And they a team that you didn't expect
you
to
didn't
put
expect
in
them
the
to be good.
In the list for people who
that's
possible.
True.
Even but the way they playing.
Even Minnesota haven't been bad.
They
Minnesota been playing
teams.
Good.
I mean, as far as ranking right now, they are considered one of
who?
The top teams. The Minnesota.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And then
you
gotta put Dallas back in there.
Dallas been playing
Porzingis
good.
And Luka.
Yeah.
So
it is
like,
a lot of good teams. That's why I think now that Curry's hurt, they're not
Minnesota
gonna make
ranked
it.
Number two.
But I think at first my thinking was Curry and Draymond and Russell was gonna do just enough to keep them in the hunt. And then when Klay got there, they spot they see, was gonna be able to solidify the like, spot.
Phoenix not in it yet. Portland not in it yet.
You know what?
From
my predictions, all of the teams I have in here except for the Portland Blazers.
Yeah, but it's still early, but I'm just saying.
It's
still the first month of the season.
I know, but just like how we can make predictions before the season starts, yeah. I'm just saying, so far, I'm on track on where we headed.
No, that's fine. It's not going to look nothing like that.
Now, on the East, I am definitely surprised about Brooklyn. I'm surprised at how Kyrie is having a good game, and he's doing tantrums. And we back at the tantrums again.
Yeah.
I don't know what.
Hold on.
Look, going back to immature. And you remember we was talking about the passionate people like Odell Beckham and all that. So for Kyrie, is that immature of him or how he playing? Is he a babe?
This is the thing I say about Kyrie, because they spoke about this and Stephen A. spoke about it on First Take. He was mad because he brought that up. Black people angry, you know, other people passionate, and he even said he was like he was more so mad at whoever reporting this. It's like 5 days into the season and, you know, they already dumping on him. My question is, we would literally have to know what he is doing.
Exactly.
Because my thing is, going out there? Just
like, are you classifying it as him being that, but it's really like you making it be more than what it is?
Because like,
we don't know specifically what he doing.
Like in,
because it's the teammates. Like if I'm coming to the bench, and then you can tell I got an attitude and I'm acting all weird, it's like, bro, come on, man. Like, you need to come on with the thing. If I'm doing all that, that's an attitude issue. And then that's what he was doing on the other teams that he's playing with, too.
See, and when he was with the Celtics, he was having these issues and right. It was affecting his gameplay, his leadership. Yeah. You could say it was affecting the on-court. Boy's out there balling.
Yeah, he out there super balling.
He is balling.
Well, he was always balling, though.
I don't know, but you could tell.
Nah, but you could tell.
It would be hit or miss.
It was games in Boston where you like, this is not Kyrie. Like, Kyrie's on some.
Yeah, but
especially in the playoffs. He was playing trash in the playoffs. Yeah,
but now, as soon as the smoke starting to come up talking about he doing this and doing that, if I look at it on court, I don't care what he doing. Did
and
he
then
touch
to
you?
Me, like, it's like, what kind of makes me mad sometimes is how do you expect people to act when they losing? Because he put up some games where he was going off and they still lost. Like, of course you're gonna be upset. I drop 50 and we lose. Like, I'm not gonna be like, all right, everything's cool about it. I'm not gonna give him the heart.
They call that it's a way to lose and it's a way that you should win. That's how they label it. Being professional. I agree with you. I'm just saying that's how they label it.
Now like, this is the thing
I
say.
True professional here.
Sports, while we are fans, this is their job. I do believe, although this is your job, since you are an athlete, I believe you should have a different level of competitive spirit than somebody who worked for Apple and Google.
Yeah.
Like, granted, you all are rivaling companies. Like, I want this space just like you want this space. But we all doing this from our desk.
Yeah, because if you don't care for too long, you're gonna end up like Carmelo Anthony.
So we can understand. No, look. So we can understand.
I had to hit that Carmelo quota.
Yeah.
No, we can understand why Odell was doing some of the things he was doing off
the sideline. No, it's not the same thing. Because Odell was doing stuff that
Doc. Because I'm mad. I couldn't get the ball.
Check this out. If Odell would have just went, if his passion would have translated into him going up in Eli's face, I would have understood it.
But no.
Hold on, because that's showing that, hey, man, I'm passionate. I was open. You ain't see me open. When you go and propose, he proposed to the punter net.
Yeah, like he was doing stuff
that's naturally what you get to do. James Harden, he didn't get the foul that he looked for from the refs and hit himself with the ball in his head the other day.
Hold on, no.
He took his anger out on the ball by smashing it into the court.
Well, that was an accident. He didn't mean to hit himself in the face.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about to hit his face. I'm talking about to actually take the ball and hit it.
Check this out.
So Odell wasn't doing that kind of stuff, though. He hit the punter's
If Odell would have punted the ball, I'd have got it that you made. mad. No. Hold on. If you didn't
exactly.
So I gotta be a punter to kick the punter's net.
No, the punter shouldn't kick the punter's net.
Exactly, because this ain't nothing but a punter's
check
net.
Out. Check this out.
But if, I'm just angry.
That example that you just used with James Harden. What if he would have did that, then went to the outer bind to the baseline and proposed to the goal?
It'll look crazy.
You're not gonna say he passionate.
Yeah.
Or not even propose, just went over there and just started talking to him.
No, like, it's not about the passionate one. It's just it could be the frustration of I did not get the call that I was looking for, and I know that I clearly was being fouled. And say we losing is like we needed that right there.
Hold on, no, I get that to a point.
So you could naturally show your emotions and it was like, bro, like
you
what's
could do
up,
that. Hold
man?
On, we didn't all did that point where you so mad you just looking up in the air talking to yourself.
Yeah,
everybody did, but have you? Where do
some
you work?
People bro, act different
where
though.
Where do you
some,
work? What do you work with? What piece of machinery would you can say you work with?
I work with I paint. So I'm dealing with paint guns and stuff.
So
like
with
that.
The paint gun, you ever got so mad where you just went to the paint gun and just been like, paint gun. You
no,
proposed
no,
to
hold
it?
Hold on, wait, no, no, watch this. That's a good
we
point.
Said propose to it.
He
that's what we said.
He got on a knee and proposed to
we
it.
We're not saying that you won't act out in rage, you won't act out in your frustrations.
I ain't never
but
been
that
so frustrated.
That was not acting out in your frustration. That was just acting, that was just being silly. To
you
propose
about, with
to
Odell?
It?
With proposing to the...
We, but you get on one knee to something? That is not that I'm upset but, that
no,
I didn't catch the ball.
That can be like that. Because,
I'm so but, angry I'm going to propose to
no,
you.
No, because you, the way you're making it sound, you're making it sound like it's like I'm really proposing. Because sometimes, okay, for example, what if I'm so frustrated, I got to take myself to a corner, and I'm standing there, I'm like, okay, man, let me get myself together
no,
before.
Get, hold on,
so it can look
hold
like
no,
I'm maybe
no, no,
talking to the wall.
No, no, I
it's
just
like,
said.
So you got to go talk to the wall.
No,
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 I'm
just
trying to
said,
gather myself.
No. That's what I just said. We done all been at those places, like I say, where you like, man, where you looking in the air, talking to yourself, you doing it. I get that. Like, even kicking the punter's net, you could be so mad you kick something. I get that. I have never been so mad where I proposed to a piece of machinery or an inanimate object.
No, it's not like that. Like
that's exactly what it
that's
was.
That's what he was doing.
Even if
though.
You get on your knee, it could be just, it could be, I'm on my knee to get myself this, like, bro, look, man.
So you're saying he was not, on in one knee, but he wasn't proposing. That's what you're saying.
Why would he propose to a net?
That's what we thinking about. That's what we saying.
So
why
look,
would you
what
do
I'm
that?
Telling, I'm telling you how you can, how that, what could, what, could he have been doing in while he was proposing like that? He could have been gathering his mind. I just said I could walk to the wall and be saying to myself, like, man, let me get myself together before
okay.
I end up going off
right.
people.
Hold on.
And it can look like I'm talking to the wall. You could be like,
okay,
why are you talking to the wall?
Hold on, no.
Check I'm trying to get myself together.
Okay.
So this is what
so
I'm doing.
So he walks off the field, past all the people, past the bench, past the
to
tent,
get by himself,
past the
to
tent.
Talk to the net. To talk to the okay. net.
And if that sounds good to you,
I understand that he's on your team now, so you trying to defend him.
It don't have nothing to do with him.
Because you got y'all got to get a win some kind of way.
That's another
and then,
hold on.
The
that's
fact that he's
subject.
Not doing it now, I mean, it's always a, anything
hold on.
Is
and
another
now,
subject on this show.
And now he's frustrated on the Browns, rightfully so, because I think they hurling him. I think Odell is rightfully angry now.
He not acting out because he's matured. Right
where he know, hold on, but let's go with that. So, which means that he recognized that proposing to a net is wrong.
Right,
exactly.
What him acting unprofessional is wrong.
Oh no. Proposing to a net is not unprofessional. It's just stupid.
No, well, it depends on how you're looking at it. Because somebody slamming their helmet on the ground, that don't do nothing either.
Hold on, no, but that's natural human emotion to be.
It's
like,
natural, but
if it's natural, that means you've seen other people do it.
It's natural. If I go in front of the net, just say I go in front of the net and I get on my knee and I'm talking to myself to calm myself down, but it looks like I'm proposing
to
the net.
You know, we need to have created. You know how people had a hit on the thing where they hit the button?
Yeah.
We need to have one that say, only on Bump for Gun. Bump for Gun. Because only in Bump for Guns will we be rationalizing why it's okay to talk to
a net, to propose to a net. Man, we appreciate you, Jay Diamond, for another classic. Another classic perspective that makes the whole world think, what am I thinking? Because I'm not thinking what he's thinking. You know, who would think I want to be a fan of the worst team? Nobody. But we appreciate you, Jay Diamond.
Can I say something about that?
You can, because that's still the worst thing. Well, they're not the worst thing, but they're trash.
Hold on, look. Let me say something. That's... It's many people who like the underdog. But listen.
I agree.
Right. So that's equivalent to that. Meaning,
oh, it's not equivalent. It's not equivalent. No, it's not.
Because
it's different between being an underdog and being trash.
Hold on.
And you didn't choose them. You didn't choose them because they was underdogs. You didn't choose them.
The episode where we was talking to Keisha, which is Gabe's wife, when we was talking to her and I was comparing about Dallas fans, why would somebody want to be a Dallas Cowboy fan? And they've been trash since 95.
Hold on.
But yet we still got a lot of fans.
No.
That means that right now, if anybody was to be a fan, that means that you'll be choosing to be the underdog. Because everybody know that the Cowboys has
hold
been
on,
trash.
Hold on, but check this
but
out.
The Cowboys are a good team right now.
Right now. I'm talking about before.
But what
right
about
now.
The Browns, though?
We are trash.
Hold on, but look at that.
When have y'all taken a break from being trash?
We haven't.
Okay, so that's the difference. At least the Cowboys have taken breaks from
being trash. That's not the point I'm trying to make. I'm talking about the point of... being on the bandwagon of a sorry team, you can choose to be the underdog, which means that whoever the underdog is,
yeah.
that means that they're sorrier
than the underdog. But that's not what you said. You didn't say you picked them to be the underdog.
You chose the sorriest team.
Exactly. So that's
which
not the same
thing.
That
they would be the underdog of the whole entire NFL.
No. That's not what an underdog is. Underdog has a chance. They just have a smaller chance than the other team.
Yeah, you're the sorriest.
We have a chance.
No. Y'all don't have a chance.
No, hold on. If you want to speak in literal terms.
Don't say like
yes,
that.
Everyone has
been projected. Yeah. We have had a chance.
That's what I'm saying. Like other game just said.
In a literal sense,
everybody got a chance. It's any given Sunday.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's like when you play the same game.
So
everybody has a chance, but everybody ain't got no chance.
Like
if you base it on the history,
because that's like saying if I see James Harden tomorrow. And we just have to be by a court, and I'd be like, yeah, man, let's play one on one. Technically, I have a chance because anything can happen.
Right.
Because we have to go out there and play.
But right. realistically,
but in reality, I'm gonna get served.
Right. Right.
Like
I get that. This is like when the Jets had played the Cowboys. Nobody expected the Jets to beat the Cowboys.
But right? that's not.
That was a trash team.
But
they,
oh, no,
no, it was, nobody thought that. No, nobody thought. That team that hadn't won no games was gonna beat the Cowboys as hot as the Cowboys had been playing. If you was going for them to win, what would that look like? Why would you pick them, or why would you even put your money on Jets?
Hold on,
that's just to make money. If you gonna put your money on them, you just want the off chance that they win.
You're still going for
hold on, but you gotta
the
think
worst
about
team.
Hold on, but you
and
gotta
why
think
would you
about
put
it.
Your money on the
but
worst
people,
team?
Hold on, people had faith in Sam Darnold and Le'Veon. Like Sam Darnold was a high pick, so it's like I'm having faith.
It's something to go off of.
If you have a reasonable.
Yeah. I got something to go off of too.
No, you didn't. When you became a fan. When you became a fan, it was nothing to go off of.
You're right.
They was just dirt. But
I was in the hopes of we could turn it around.
Hold on, I bet you were. No, you weren't.
That was my whole intention.
Let me ask you, the sorriest team, and that they would turn out to be the best. This is how you. We learn in church, questions break strongholds. So, are you still a Browns fan?
Always.
Okay. So, you said you joined on the in hopes of.
That they
hold on. When
be
we
better.
Go back to that episode that you gave us this revelation of your fandom, I recall saying they've been trash your whole life.
Right.
So, yo, where's the hope?
But this the thing.
What is your hope in?
But this the thing. but let me ask you this. Did you not think that there was a hope that, or that there was a chance that from all the bad history that the Browns have had, that this season would turn out
question.
Different?
I agree. How old are you?
Wait. So you agree with that, right?
No, I told you, they on paper, they should be smashing the league.
So, That's how the hope how could always
how,
be.
How old are you?
But you didn't have it on paper to go off of.
Saying, how old are you?
At least this season we had it on paper that what a team looked good. Saying.
So if
you didn't have nothing so like this to saying. Go off
I
of.
I did. Because in preseason we always ball.
No, I'm not talking about this year. No, I'm talking about my thing, like answering the same question. Did I think the Browns would be good this year? Yes, but it wasn't based on preseason. It was based on what they looked like on paper.
Because like this. So
you didn't
now,
have nothing to look like on paper at any time to be that fan.
How old are you?
29.
29. They've been trash for 29 years that you know of. Hope. That you've never had hope.
Well, they did have one good year. They had one good year.
And then, too, we're talking about they smashing preseason, so therefore your expectation should always be, and they're going to smash the preseason.
But as a fan of any team, you're going to be, even if the Texans, just say the Texans was never going to be good, or they never make the playoffs, or they never win the championship, you're still going to root for your team, and you're going to hope that, hey, that we can make the best of or try to that's the
yeah but I didn't become a Texas fan because they was the sorriest team and now I hope that they're gonna be
it's different this the thing
break it down
and I understand that because I would have easily been a Texans fan if originally when we started that Houston had a team so because of that who were you going before Houston Texans was the team.
I went for whatever team Randy Moss played for.
That was me. I was a fan of the
whatever
sport.
Team Randy Moss played for. That's what I'm a fan of.
Well, I wanted to find me a team, so I wanted to choose the sorriest team. Okay.
And that's fine. And that's why I said you continually give us a chance to see different perspectives.
But, hold on, wait. right. And that what I'm trying to equivalent that to is. If somebody wasn't going for either one of the teams, just say two teams that you're not even going for was to go to the Super Bowl. If one person can say, well, I'm going to choose this team, even though that you know that the Patriots is going to the Super Bowl, why would you choose this sorry team? It would just be in the hopes of I want to see this team knock off this team. However,
yeah, it hasn't
been a success, I'm just saying.
No, but the difference the difference is,
and
although
it, and
the Patriots
become a fan of
the
it.
Patriots are like the extreme overdog. The extreme.
I just use that
every I'm saying
everyone still root for
them. Everyone still has an opportunity to beat them. Because if you make it to the Super Bowl, you have a legitimate chance to win.
If you made it to the Super Bowl.
If you made it to the Super Bowl.
I'm just
granted,
giving an example.
The odds show that you know that you might not.
I understand the concept that you're standing on, which I agree with. An underdog has a chance, but there's a difference between being an underdog and being trash. That's all I'm saying.
What's the difference?
When you're trash, you are trash.
Underdog is not trash?
No.
It just means you're not as good as that team.
No, that's what that means.
So that could beat us.
No. But it's that's what I'm saying.
And over time,
that's all we said. That's all we said. If you want to be technical about it, then yes.
Because
I am an underdog against James Harden. Technically, but the reality of it is, I have no chance of beating this guy. But if we think about it in a technicality, somebody has to win. He hasn't won yet. So I have a chance. You know how when the football game be going on, they be like, this team has a 95% chance to win this game.
Right.
They can still lose it because it's a 5% chance.
Right.
But what I'm saying is when you trash, that means that team has 99.9% chance that they're gonna win this game.
But see, this is where the whole part comes. A lot of games that we play is not like that. The other team is not projected to just beat us like that. We could be the favorite.
Oh, you talking about this year?
A lot of other seasons.
Oh no.
See, I know that because I watch it. So
I know that because I know the Cleveland Browns.
You are judging about the brand of the Cleveland Browns.
No, I'm judging it by the
trust
by the
me,
team.
I know. No. I know.
Jamal,
I watched it.
Hold on.
Seasons has it been since y'all was winless?
That's not what.
When was the last season? Wasn't it like 2 years ago?
No. Projections are based on your team.
No, I'm talking about every. If you look at every game.
Uh-huh.
I'm talking about a lot of games that we...
You all have high percentages to win?
To win the game before the game actually ever start. Now, however, if we, now we don't lose, we don't win. So, if you look at the whole season, it'd be like, all of it proves that, okay, you totally trash. Even though you had, the in the matchup, you could have beat this team. Just like this year, we should have beat a lot of teams, but we didn't do it. Even though we was projected to beat that particular team. We had that in a lot of seasons.
The difference is this year I understand the projection.
But you don't know, but you haven't been following the Browns to even see who was even on the other team.
I don't think it was the team.
No, you're right. I don't think
even though you have and I haven't. I don't think that it has been a lot of times, because the only way I can fathom it is the like if y'all was playing. Talking about the band. I'm talking about the team and the way that it was performing. The only way that I can fathom that y'all was a favorite in that game is if y'all was playing another team, like, let's say, like the Bills, who wasn't good before this year. If y'all was playing somebody like the Bills and y'all was at home, that's the only way I can see. That's the only way I can see where y'all had a chance. Well, like, if y'all was playing like the Jets and y'all was at home. But I think 9 times out of 16 games, 14 of them y'all was underdogs every year.
No, watch out. You trying to hug
At least 13. At least y'all might have got 3 every year. But y'all wasn't going 8-8 on being favorites. No way. It's no way, because their team wasn't good enough.
All right.
But since we already talking about this, we can get into a little NFL talk too. Since it's been a lot of injuries going on in NFL.
All the major quarterbacks.
Majority of the major quarterbacks is getting hurt. What do y'all think? How do y'all think the Patriots are as good as their record says?
No.
I think so.
No.
Especially their defense.
No, their defense is holding. Their defense is outstanding. But this is the thing. You have to look at who they're playing.
Yeah, the strength of schedule.
Their strength of schedule is weak.
Yeah.
They are not playing anyone who you don't, who you just look at them and be like, well, yeah, you know, they got a chance. Everybody they playing, they're not just all garbage, but, you know, they're not.
So are the 49ers the best team in football?
Yes.
It's hard, man. I think it's still New Orleans.
I think it's the Patriots.
I don't think it's the Patriots.
It's not the Patriots. Because, now granted, they may have one of the best defenses in the
league. Because
the
I think when it comes to, like, if you an actual matchup, if you put the Saints against them, I just think the Patriots will always find a way to win.
See, that's what I'm saying. Looking at it, if you put those intangible things, because, you know, they got like some wizard in the back in Foxborough.
Yeah.
But if you take the wizard out and just look at
The talent?
Just look at the football. They have not played anyone who...
But they never really play like...
Normally they play like...
Yeah. I'm talking about... No, well, this is what I'm saying. Like, sometimes the Patriots are known to start off slow. This is what I mean. But they have a way of making adjustments in the game. And because of their coaching and how they execute and their discipline, that's what really separates them. And they all normally come out winning.
That's that wizard that's in the back.
Because when you talk
about the Patriots, I believe, are the only team in sports, in anything, that is never an underdog. For the most part, when you just look at them, if you hit a Patriots playing anybody,
you kind of already
nobody
pick them to win.
Like if this is your team, you rooting for your team, but you just hoping, God, please don't let us lose.
Don't let us get Patriots.
you're not confident.
Yeah,
and in that sense, when you're talking about them, I don't think you can separate the wizard in the back from them when you're talking about them, because there's nothing in you that would realistically say that your team is going to beat them.
Exactly.
Nothing.
Yeah.
I don't care who you have, because...
And the Saints done choked up and some big...
Hold on. Speaking of the Saints, Bridgewater about to get paid.
Teddy Bridgewater.
You think they're going to sign him on the Saints?
No, they're not going to pay him.
Because this... Check this out.
I kind of think so. Hold on, I think this is going to be Drew Brees last year.
Check this out. No, but they're not going to pay Bridgewater. You, Bridgewater, could have left.
But he fit.
Hold on.
He do fit really good, though.
You could have left and been a starter somewhere. Mm-hmm. But you say, nah, you know what? I'm going to stay here and be on the bench. Drew Brees get hurt. You like, dang it, I'm not Drew Brees. All I got to do is look decent. you ball, and you only have to do this for the stretch of what, three games?
Three or four,
and you ball out. You right the ship. Y'all not lose. You take him down. Then Drew Brees get back. So you in the back, you're like,
yeah, I just chill. I think Drew Brees is
going to be. And so now you chilling. And the last thing they done seen, you feel Drew Brees' shoes and gave him back the car the same way he left it when he gave you the keys.
So I don't see a reason why the Saints wouldn't pay him.
Well, I think salary cap wise, I don't think they'll be able to. But if we just saying their desire, I think they would desire to keep him.
What if Drew Brees retired, they could pay him.
But I think, well, if they can pay him, they're going to pay him. That's what
I guess so, since you're already.
Because Drew Brees is old. Yeah. You don't want to have to go through the process of having to draft a quarterback and hope they're good.
You got somebody that's good.
And really, at this point in Drew Brees' career, he's like Drew Brees. Because Drew Brees really don't throw the ball down the field like that no more. He played a short pass and a short, smart game like Teddy Bridgewater do.
No, but he still go down the field. Because you got to think, every year, Drew Brees got 5,000 yards. He ain't doing that by dinking and dunking.
But he dink and dunk a lot, though. He do dink and dunk. He's not big arm. He's not throwing the ball.
Brady is a career dink and dunker. He don't be averaging. Brady is the goat.
When Brady had Moss, he was letting that thing fly.
I'm just saying. Just normally, that's not his normal. He dinking dunking. He not averaging $5,000 a year every year.
Yeah, because he don't need to. He just gonna get the ring.
No, granted, I'm all for that. I think Tom Brady is he the GOAT. As far as football goes,
yeah, he is
quarterback. He not a coach. He not Belichick, but he do what he do.
You heard what the Hall of Fame linebacker said?
What you talking about? The tight end Shannon Sharp?
No,
I heard what Shannon Sharp said.
I heard what Shannon Sharp said too, but Shannon Sharp is a Tom Brady hater. That's why he said that.
How is he a Tom Brady hater? Because he recognizes him as the GOAT. I can't recognize Shannon Sharp, him as the GOAT.
Shannon Sharp is still smart. He knows that he cannot say that in that argument and then Skip not be able to use that in a future argument.
Hold on.
I don't think
he's a hater because the person I don't now, remember
I'm not
who
a hater. Let me rephrase. He's not a hater, but he's perpetually against Skip Love for Tom Brady.
No, because Skip is be unrealistic and
he can't afford to give Skip any leeway. In a future argument, Skip would say, "Remember that time?
Check this out. Tom Brady was better. Who was that? Who was saying that it was?" Brady over Belichick.
That was James Harrison.
Okay, and James Harrison admitted that he's automatically going to go for the player.
Exactly.
So if you're just telling me you automatically player, that negates your opinion.
No, it doesn't. I disagree that it negates
your opinion. No, if you're saying it's automatically... But
the reason why he was saying it was automatically the player is because he was saying that the player it wasn't like he was just saying regardless of anything it's always the player. He was basing that on the fact that the players have to go play. So that's why he was saying that it's automatically the player because the player has to actually go out there and pray. Because he basically was saying what I was saying. Bill Belichick has thrown zero touchdown passes in his career.
I get that.
And Bill Belichick has been at other places. And they're not being successful teams.
So let me ask you a question. What do you say about the people
and got
who,
fired.
If you're in Belichick's system balling, but then you go somewhere else and you're not balling?
It's the same thing I say about Bill Belichick being on another team without Tom Brady, and he was losing so much got fired.
Now he came with Brady, and now he's good. But the difference is that's still different in the fact of. You are a player balling in my system.
Mm-hmm.
When you, the player who actually throwing the ball, catching the ball, doing everything, go to another team with another system, you're not as good as when you were here. Yeah. Though you're the same person tasked to do the same job, you're not showing the same productivity.
And that's what I'm saying. The same answer that I would have for that is the same answer a person would have when I ask them about Bill Belichick being a coach on another team, having been tasked with the same job.
But he was a babe at that time.
Oh, he making excuses for him now, right?
No, I'm just saying.
He was a head coach. He was Bill Belichick.
He wasn't that Bill Belichick.
But we only revere him now as Bill Belichick because he won so much. That's the only reason why we think about it as Bill Belichick.
But that's anybody, because you got to look at it like this. Like, we look at Tom Brady because he's won.
Exactly.
He's not the best quarterback, but he is the best quarterback. You get it?
Yeah. So he's not the most talented but he's the most accomplished quarterback.
So that's what I'm saying. So it's one of those.
By being in the system of Bill Belichick.
So no, that's why by being Tom Brady. No.
So that's why I say this. Do you believe if Tom? We only say that because Tom, like Belichick, had something before him. Are you saying that Tom Brady would be Tom Brady if he was somewhere with a lesser coach?
Yes, I think so. I agree.
Aaron Rodgers
is Aaron Rodgers, and he had a lesser coach than Bill Belichick.
But this is the thing. If you get Tom Brady and all his greatness, you say that. But you take away his rings, he's not the GOAT.
That's true.
Which means it's partially Belichick, because Aaron Rodgers, you look at him as being the most talented with only this one ring.
Mm-hmm.
That Tom Brady is not the most talented, if you would put him on Green Bay, he wouldn't even be in a discussion.
Why not?
Because he's not that talented for you to look at him and say, like, you look at Aaron Rodgers now, you're looking at him because of his talent.
Okay,
you're not looking at Brady because
of his talent. I'm not saying how you're translating this to a dub.
No. I'm saying, that's what I say.
Okay, go ahead.
Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers because you see the talent. You see his talent. You don't see that talent when you look at... Hold on.
Okay, I don't agree with that, though. Because I'm not going to say Brady is talentless.
Hold on, no.
He's just not as good as Aaron Rodgers.
Hold on, but that's what I'm saying. But you look at Aaron... Everybody in the NFL have talent. Everybody.
Yeah. However... No, that's not true.
You have
a level of talent.
That's what I'm saying.
But what I'm saying is the difference in talent between Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady is not the difference in talent between Tom Brady and EJ Manuel.
I'm saying is no one looks at Tom Brady for his talent. He has something intangible that he wins. So what I'm saying is...
Nah, that's not true.
Because he's never spoken about... If you look at his numbers not number one across for really... Not,
what? He hold a touchdown record.
Hold on. When
He has some records under his belt.
When he had... He broke the record when he got... Randy Moss. Hold on, check this out. So that wasn't based on the skill of Tom Brady.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Because Dante Culpepper don't have the record.
No. What I'm saying is, if it's just based 100% on your skill, you'd have had it before you got a possibly greatest ever wide receiver.
No, but because it go hand in hand.
No, it doesn't.
But Dante Culpepper had Randy Moss, and Dante Culpepper never got those records.
Hold on, because that's the system-wise.
It goes with the talent.
That's what I'm saying.
It goes hand in hand.
Because
okay. I never said that Belichick had nothing to do with it. What my argument was is it's 85. I won't even say 85. It's 75% Tom Brady and 25%.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
It's more than
that. Same question, but flip.
Because that go hand in hand too.
If Belichick had Aaron Rodgers,
What you think? Yeah, let me ask you. What's that?
I believe the Patriots would have more rings than they have now.
I don't think they would have more.
Because they wouldn't. Eli and them wouldn't have beat him
I don't think Aaron Rodgers has the same level of intangibles that Tom Brady has, for number one. And then when Eli and them was beating them, they wasn't losing because of Tom Brady.
Hold on, but
even
this is
when
the thing.
They lost to the Eagles,
hold on,
Tom Brady
but this is the
set
thing.
The Super Bowl record and they still lost.
Hold on, but this is the thing. You wouldn't have been in the game, because if you have Tom Brady's, if you have Belichick's system.
Okay.
If you have Belichick's system and you insert a otherworldly talent, it's going to blow up. Like, for instance, a Randy Moss, who was already doing well, you put him on Belichick, this super talent under a now good coach, and it catapults it.
And I agree with that. But what I'm saying is, even if we use Randy Moss, they did not win. So what I'm saying is, just because you replace Aaron Rodgers doesn't mean they're going to win more. The most that I can do is say they will win the equal amount, but I can't guarantee that they will win more because, like we just said, even with a super talent, they still didn't win. So the intangibles that Tom Brady has might would have still been the difference, which I agree, which I believe is the difference between them winning and losing.
All right, well, could we got to go and clean up some stuff. So, you know, we've been talking for a minute.
We missed y'all so much that we was trying to get a lot out, but we do have other prior obligations in our lives.
Yeah, so we back. It's been a long time. You know, we should have left you.
Hey. That was the setup.
Yeah, that was the love.
So we gonna come back.
I want to touch on this real quick, but I'm gonna just throw it in there just for the simple fact. Next time we come, it's gonna be old. So we gotta keep it current. Kanye, real quick, as we going out. What y'all think?
What do we think about what?
Transformation in the album.
Oh yeah, it's a good album. I do think he transformed. Let's go Kanye. And I think he's a baby in Christ, but he is in development to
I think the album is okay. I like certain songs on the album, but I wouldn't say the album is not classic. I wouldn't say classic.
I want to
see College Dropout Kanye save. That's what I want.
I get you. I want that
Kanye.
But he's
album.
Still in babe stage, so no. You won't get that.
Okay, we'll have the babe argument another time because I don't want to get it right back.
I'm with you on that. Musically, I don't like the album. Judging from the talent, the skill set of Kanye, I do not like the album.
Yeah.
As a content. Being a Christian myself and listening to the content and thinking that Kanye is coming, it sounds like it's coming from a pure place. And the message, I think, is awesome based on message and the fact that, one, I just love his use of Jesus. Jesus is a big thing.
I agree with most
people, when they do it, they God. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is King. So I like that as far as message goes. As far as, like I say, music just as an album, if you say, man, that's the coldest, you know, a 5-mic album like back in the day, it's not 5-mic by any stretch. But whatever it is, whatever he do, whatever he don't do, like Paul said, as long as the gospel is preached,
exactly.
And we going to leave y'all with that and we'll see. It's your boy Gabe. We got J Diamond, the trash man.
You got your brother Tony.
Brother here. And we out.
Shalom.